Twisted Limb Paperworks has been an innovator in sustainably produced stationery since 1998, creating handmade, 100% recycled products from office paper, junk mail, and grocery bags. Sometimes more unusual materials find their way into the paper, like grass clippings. Most recently, they've started using the spent barley from Upland Brewing Company to create 4 beer-inspired colors of paper, a process that is garnering national buzz. I stopped by the shop to get the scoop on Twisted Limb's beer paper.
I'm very excited about this, and I'm a little anxious because we are the first people, or the first studio to ever make beer paper.
In the state?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
So naturally, Cheryl Woodhouse Keyes, the founder and owner of Twisted Limb Paperworks, is a little shy about sharing the details of her papermaking process. Her beer paper, using spent barley from Upland Brewing Company, is getting a lot of attention from beer clubs and breweries all over the country who want it for invitations, thank you cards, and menus. She says the idea for beer paper started when she was trying to find a uniquely local spin for her business.
But I really kind of wanted to come up with things from the Bloomington environment that we could recycle that were kind of more novel than just the grass out of my lawn.
She considered using the algae that was growing on Griffey Lake, but that idea fell through. It was after attending a community meeting with Doug Dayhoff, president of Upland, that she decided to pursue the possibility of using barley. Upland produces 20,000 pounds of spent grain on an average week. Twisted Limb takes a small fraction of that, 2 5-gallon buckets, with the rest of the waste going to a local farmer and a landscaping company.
And he warned me, he says, I'm just going to tell you right now, it is going to stink really bad, so you will have to decide quickly what you're going to do with it. And I said, no worries, we are used to things smelling here. But I'll be honest, the barley takes the cake. It smells worse than anything in 14 years that we had ever experienced.
Once she figured out how to store the stuff, the next step was finding the proper ratio of barley to recycled paper, because Woodhouse Keyes determined she couldn't make paper from barley alone. After some experimenting, she came up with 4 beer-inspired colors: wheat, pilsner, porter, and her personal favorite, amber. It's the amount of which colors of recycled papers she uses that she's especially concerned about keeping under wraps.
2 of the colors we made very quickly because we have similar colors. The Pilsner and the Porter were easy for us, but then we patted ourselves on the back and then we struggled for the next month. The wheat was easier and the amber eluded us for some time. It's quite close. But given this is my favorite beer, I want that color to be just right. And I'd say I have it 99% where I want it to be.
Yeah, can we take a look at some?
Yes, and I'll let you smell the barley, too.
Let me. That's a funny way to put that. Here's...
Ooh. Yeah. This is gentle. This is really nothing compared to the day I came in here.
It's a relatively small Ziploc bag. When you get the barley from Upland, how much are we talking?
Just a couple of 5-gallon buckets.
How much paper are you going to make with 2 5-gallon buckets?
A lot.
Is this not what you want to talk about?
Yes, I don't want to talk about
it.
I don't want
to. Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because you want to shout about it and tell everybody because everybody loves it. So I think that's just part of being in business, though, that once you put the idea out there, it is sort of fair game. And at least you can say you were the first, right?
You can visit Twisted Limb Paperworks at their store on South Morton Street on the Beeline Trail in Bloomington. Get more information about Cheryl Woodhouse Keyes' beer paper by visiting their website, twistedlimbpaper.com. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.